Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And who in the name of heaven might you be?
Louis Lastic, offensive lineman. Naval family just moved here from Bayonne. Someone said football, so I come running. What's going on, everybody?
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
NFL veteran Stanford Rout in the building today on In the Loop, as he is every Wednesday. Brian Gain, Texans GM. A lot of people not too pleased with him. A lot of people kind of questioning why he's not making a splash. But John Lopez, he woke up this morning, he had a revelation. Brian Gain's ruthlessness is something he's been asking for, and it's something he's all in favor of.
Stanford, the way I put it earlier is the owner's going to love this. The players, some players anyway, are going to hate it. But if I were hired as general manager, I would do the exact same thing. I would do this. And this is what we're getting out of Brian Gain. You know, I've talked about Moneyball, et cetera, with you and everybody listening. But I think what we're also getting, we're getting a little bit of a ruthless streak in him. And as a general manager, as a player, I wouldn't like it because you're talking about a bunch of one-year contracts.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about cutting bait with players who could probably still help you, but they believe that they can find a replacement-level player to you. So they let Tyrann Mathieu go, and they bring in Tayshaun Gibson for a cheaper rate, getting the same player in essence.
Yes.
They let Kareem Jackson go, and they're not as loyal to that guy, and they bring in Bradley Roby on a one-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
They let Ryan Griffin go, although not officially yet, I'm guessing, but they bring in a tight end on another one-year deal, right?
Yes.
So as a general manager, I think you're doing your job when you do that. Now, players don't like it because it's just like no long-term loyalty, no long-term financial commitment, unless you're a superstar. The superstars always get taken care of. J.J. Watt's going to always have a contract as long as he's productive, and maybe even after he's productive. Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins. But pretty much everyone else on this roster, maybe except for Jadeveon Clowney, they're looking at him like just replaceable parts, man, pieces of meat.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can definitely tell that there's obviously some sort of methodology to Brian Gain's approach to this offseason, much like Chris Ballard for the Indianapolis Colts. And to everybody that's out there saying, why hasn't he made a splash move? Why hasn't he made that big type of signing in this free agent class so far? Well, then my question to them is, who?
Thank you.
Who would you actually go out there and make that splash with? Earl mm-hmm. Thomas? Okay, I can give you that. But obviously,
it's still $35 million up front, though.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
Obviously, the Texans are set at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They're set at receiver. They're set pretty much at running back, unless they want to go out and go get Le'Veon Bell, but they're not paying that much for Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
So for everybody that says that they should have made a splash signing, well, then what position? Mm-hmm. You're set at pass rusher. You have Jadeveon Clowney, got J.J. Watt, Merciless, all those guys back in the fold. You still got Bernardrick McKinney. So where would the splash signing be? That's what I really want to know out of all these Texans fans. And sometimes people have to realize, don't confuse activity with achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people go out and they think that, oh, well, we signed this person and that person. Yeah, that's activity, but that ain't exactly achievement. Because we still see that the New England Patriots, they haven't made much of any type of signings in this free agency period, and they're still the best team in football. So I think that a lot of times fans have to pump the brakes and they have to stop looking at everything from a fantasy standpoint and look at it from a fit standpoint. And I think that Brian Gain is looking at everything from a fit standpoint. Bradley Roby, obviously he's a pretty good corner, but we don't know how he's going to fit in this system mm-hmm. in Houston. He's only been in one system his whole NFL career. That is the Denver Broncos. So I think that Brian Gain is still taking that wait and see approach, just like what Chris Ballard is for the Indianapolis Colts.
And somebody texted, hey, Lopez, why is Jonathan Joseph still here? Jonathan Joseph is a bargain. I mean, tell me another. I know he's 35, mm-hmm. but he was productive last year. And his salary this year is $4 million. That's for
you
a starting.
You just have to push him down the depth chart. If you push Jonathan Joseph down the depth chart, you're good.
They're not cutting bait with Jonathan Joseph because he's still a value, a starting cornerback for $4 million?
Yes. A guy who still, like I said, he obviously his best years are behind him, but a guy who still goes out there, plays smart football. He's not going to get beat deep. Mm-hmm. He's not going to make the huge mental error late in the game. He's still somebody that's also going to be a leader in that back end in the meeting room for this team.
There's the other thing about the other thing about it is they just signed a quarterback, AJ McCarron, 1 year, $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
If he's productive as a backup or they like him as a backup, they're going to try to bring him in for another short-term contract. If he's not, you know what they're going to do? They're going to replace him with another one-year contract.
Exactly. So,
talking to NFL cornerback, one of the fastest to ever do at Stanford Route right now, about the ruthlessness of Texans GM Brian Gain. I was going to ask you something because I threw an analogy out there about Brian Gain. You talk about fans not getting excited. I compare Brian Gain right now because 3 years from now, we could look back at Brian Gain and we could say, you know what? That's a very smart guy. He knew what the hell he was doing. But you can't expect fans to really be excited about what he's doing. I compare it to the parent who, when their kid's birthday comes around, instead of buying them that new shiny toy that they might enjoy, he puts like $1,000 in a college fund. And the kid's not going to get excited about the college fund immediately. It's not going to happen. But years down the line, that kid could look back at that college fund and say, you know what? I wanted that shiny truck, but I know exactly what my dad was doing. And that's what I think Brian Gain's plan. If it works, it's going to be very similar.
Yeah, sometimes you can't ever let the inmates run the asylum. Mm-hmm. Like, you just can't do that. And I think for Brian Gaines,
calling the fans inmates,
asylum. He says
asylum. not the other thing that that we heard about a year ago. So I think that him taking that approach shows obviously that he has the big picture theory in mind, not just let me go ahead and please the fans. Please, what everybody else wants to see happen right now. He's worried about down the line, big picture, and I don't have any issue with it because, once again, there really isn't a big signing out there that needed to be had. Like, you don't just do that just to do it.
Just for motion.
Yeah, and I think that fans will always look at things from a fantasy standpoint. Mm-hmm. And I think for players, yes, it is a bit ruthless for certain guys. Man, he's only offering a one-year deal, not getting any guaranteed money, things like that. But for guys on that team, the J.J. Watts, the Jadeveon Clowneys, the Jonathan Josephs, the people that are entrenched within the Houston Texans organization, some of those guys, they get it. Mm-hmm. They get exactly why Brian Gain is doing the one-year deals. Because if you're Jonathan Joseph, if you're J.J. Watt, you're looking around and you're saying, okay, we have a lot of pieces already to this puzzle.
Right.
We have a few missing pieces. But if you're Brian Gain, he's looking at it from the standpoint of who out there is a solidified, definitive, better upgrade for what we just let walk out the front door. And it's still some uncertainty to that entire equation. So once that is a definitive upgrade, once Bradley Roby goes out here, gets 5 or 6 interceptions, is having a Pro Bowl type of season, you're definitely going to see Brian Gain actually sign him to a mega extension.
But
you're going
to
see that.
You have to make sure that the value is there, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he wants to see it first. Mm-hmm. Same thing, like we see how they're letting Ryan Griffin walk. Well, do the Texans not have two young tight ends that did pretty good last year?
Yeah.
That's why they're letting him walk. Mm-hmm. So I think that Texans fans need to pump the brakes and look at everything from the big picture and not just, the New York Jets just signed Le'Veon Bell and the Baltimore Ravens just signed Earl Thomas and the Jets also signed the linebacker from Baltimore, mm-hmm. C.J. Mosley, and the 49ers just signed Quan Alexander and then they just got D. Ford in the trade. Like, yeah, but guess what? The Texans already have guys at those positions. They didn't need to sign those players. So I think the fans just need to go ahead and take a step back and actually breathe.
Good text from 5620, because it says, again, addressed to me, it says, you said you like what Gain is doing with the one-year contracts, but does it build team chemistry? Look, aren't we all on one-year contracts, in essence? I mean, you might have a 3-year contract, but that doesn't mean you're guaranteed 3 years.
No, it does not.
It does not.
Because what a lot of fans don't understand, and as a player, you realize this, even within the fine print. Whenever you see those contracts come across the ticker, it'll say 4 years, $60 million with 30 guaranteed. Of that 30 that's guaranteed, that 30 is not fully guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So let's say a guy who just signed last week, if let's say one of those teams wakes up this morning and decides, you know what, we made a mistake, we're going to cut this guy right here, right now.
Yeah.
Of that 30 that's guaranteed, quote unquote, maybe 20 of it is fully guaranteed as far as that's how much we owe him right now. Mm-hmm. And we want to go ahead and cut him on March 20th, 2019, a week after signing him. So essentially, yes, just like what you said, John, we're all basically kind of like on one-year deals, mm-hmm. if you really want to break it down to its simplest form.
Albert Breer put out an article that of the three-year deals signed the last two seasons, or the last three seasons, 61% don't make it to that third year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate number.
I'm sure he did the research.
And as far as the team chemistry thing, I mean...
And you build your team chemistry in training camp anyway.
Exactly.
And in OTAs
every
and all
year
that.
Is different. That's why...
They're not like going on trips like the Junction Boys or something like that.
And chemistry and chemistry trickles down from the top. And, yes. and J.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson and Hopkins, they're not going anywhere. You know, for
team
like...
chemistry.
For like Darren Fells to, you know, to disrupt the Texans' chemistry, he's going to have to be a real mess. Yes. because they're always going to be new guys every year.
Yeah. And just like what you said, Lopez, from the top down, with mm-hmm. the ownership that the Texans have, with Brian Gain, obviously with Bill O'Brien, the position coaches, the D coordinator, O coordinator, all things like that, mm-hmm. they're structured in a way where they're not going to let a knucklehead ruin the right. franchise or just dismantle everything. That's the way that it's set up. Now, Pittsburgh might be a different story. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati might be a different story. Oakland might be a different story. But the way that things are ran here down over there off of Kirby, they're not going to allow a player to be bigger than the program.
Right.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, NFL vet, Stanford Route in the building. Speaking of knuckleheads, is it time for the Texans to get nasty and bring a knucklehead into that locker room? We're going to ask Stanford Route next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.